For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Tucked away in a residential neighborhood not far from where the Orangeburg Massacre took place is the Cecil Williams Civil Rights Museum. It features hundreds of pictures taken before and during the height of the American Civil Rights Movement. Inside, you'll see a picture of Harvey Gantt, surrounded by international press as he enrolls as the first African-American student at then Clemson Agricultural College. Also, a picture of civil rights attorney Thurgood Marshall during a visit to South Carolina, and many more images of residents whose names are not well known.
As I speak around the country today and go into a classroom, a lot of times I start off by asking who or where or when did the civil rights movement begin? And almost everyone would then raise their hand and say, the Reverend Martin King, Rosa Parks. Again, he was a great hero and one who deserves all the credit we have given to him. Only thing I'm saying is he was not there at the beginning, the origin, the big bang of the civil rights movement. But here in South Carolina, here's where we began that great movement that has really revolutionized and transformed this country from a Jim Crow country.
Like a list of who's who in civil rights history, Williams named some of the people featured in the museum, like the Reverend J.A. Delane.
Many people would not even know who Reverend J.A. Delane is, but he was a person that really instigated the events in Clarendon County, very brave person that gave so much. If I were to mention Harry Briggs, who signed his name on that petition, if I were to mention Majeska Simpkins of Columbia, South Carolina, the person that really engaged in many activities against the school systems and the racism in the Columbia, South Carolina area, asking for opportunities for people of color to attend just decent schools. In Charleston, South Carolina, we had Septima Clark. In Orangeburg, we had a person known as Gloria Rackley Blackwell, Reverend I. DeQuincy Newman, Thomas Gaither, Glenda Gaither, Freedom Riders, Cleve Sellers, who really the only person who really went to jail in the event known as the Orangeburg Massacre. These are all people that are celebrated in this museum.
Orangeburg is home for Williams. The 82-year-old started taking pictures at the age of 9. By 15, he was working professionally as a freelancer for Jet Magazine, the Afro-American, the Pittsburgh Courier, and he was also a stringer for the Associated Press. Many of his work shows society-changing moments that took place in South Carolina, including the ones that led to the desegregation of public schools. Beryl Dakers is host of South Carolina ETV's Palmetto Scene, which featured Williams in a one-on-one interview at the museum.
I have had the privilege of watching this Cecil's efforts in establishing the museum come to fruition. So I've seen it at different stages of development, going back to when it was simply his studio. So walking in now and looking at being surrounded by myriad photographs that show South Carolina's civil rights history, it's quite overwhelming almost. The first exhibit that you see to your left as you walk in is devoted to the Briggs-Delane families. And of course, that harkens up the Briggs v. Elliott case in South Carolina, which we forget was the lead case in Brown versus Board of Education. So as a journalist, I am very grateful for this repository, which gives us supplementary information and things that we can look toward to enhance our stories and the things that we do as we pursue these subjects.
The museum also features artifacts, including the Briggs Family Bible. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.